Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Start off this hour with our headlines. Those are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. Marlins about to get underway with their series finale coming up against the Texas Rangers. Jacob DeGrom on the hill. The former Mets ace on the hill for the
pitching matchup,
the Texas Rangers, and then making his return, Vlad, Eury Pérez, back from the leg injury, the hamstring spasm.
How many starts he missed? Three? I felt like he was supposed to be out.
He was
longer.
Supposed to be long,
like a couple of months.
Yeah, he got back a lot faster
than
people thought.
I felt like
he
only missed like three or four starts.
But they need him because they've been going openers a lot. So they need they needed to add some arms here. There's no doubt about that. And it'll be good to see Baby Goat back out on the hill today.
Is he going
to
be on the pitch count?
I don't know because it wasn't his arm. I don't know I don't know how much they've been building him up and things like that. So I'm not quite sure, Leroy, to be honest with you. They said it was kind of like a fluke. It wasn't even like a pull. They kept saying it was like a spasm, and I had never heard of the injury that he had before. It was a little bit weird.
A lot of kids are going to be at the ballpark today. I think
camp
it's
day?
Camp day.
Oh, now you know it's summer.
Oh, yeah.
Now you know it's summer.
Oh, yeah. The early midweek matinee game when it's just nothing but kids, so everybody's got to watch their mouths and things that they say. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Galen had sent me this text about the Marlins are apparently looking for. Did a dog go viral on at the Marlins game? Because they do Bark at the Park every Monday, and apparently there was a sad dog who was watching a dog in front of him eat the hot dog, and he's like, he doesn't have a hot dog, so I don't think his owner was being... And so like I'm looking at this text, like you can see this dog, he's just furious grilling the other dog because that dog has a hot dog, and that dog got nothing. And it's just like... So I apparently the Marlins are trying to find this dog. So if you own the Marlins' viral hot dog that didn't get a hot dog,
damn.
Apparently the Marlins are trying to make good on this. So if you're listening to this, maybe, I mean, you might be on the AM dial because you're getting ready for the game, but if you happen to not flip over yet, if you have sad dog that didn't get a hot dog that went viral, the Marlins are trying to make good on you.
I'm not going to lie to you. So some good hot dogs at Lone Depot Park. I could understand that. I could understand that dog's... I understand why that dog is upset. He wanted a doggy.
You got to get the dog a hot. Like maybe you just didn't notice, but he's like just looking at that.
What do you mean that lady notices? You see that picture? She noticed that the dog wasn't getting any hot dog.
Didn't want the dog to have a hot dog.
He's on a diet.
He gets the bubble guts.
Listen.
He's a vegan dog.
You got to be very careful with dogs. Some dogs
sensitive,
and they don't care. They gonna eat it.
Wow. I'm seeing the video of it right now.
Jennifer says Scooby won't be able to eat that.
Why not? You give him pajamas.
Oh, he's one of those uppity little dogs. He only eats.
Pretentious dog?
Look at that dog just staring.
Oh, he's hating right now. Look at him. He's just I wish it was me. Roof.
Give me that damn hot dog. Give me something.
First of all, you know who should be in the picture? The owner of that dog.
What if that was the owner of the dog and the dog was put on timeout?
The caption says
like, they said, you gonna sit in the back row.
This thing has,
you don't know how to behave.
This thing has 21 million views on X, and it says on MLB, it's tough seeing others live your dream. And so the Marlins tweeted out, they said, wanted, a very good boy. Find this dog. They put a wanted poster on him. The Marlins would like to treat him to a dream day at Lone Depot Park. So if anybody knows this dog.
Is that the saddest looking dog? He is so sad.
All he wants is a hot dog, bro. You can tell. Okay. That's all he wants, man.
Wow.
Oh, Scooby is on a strict salmon diet.
Salmon?
Yeah. According to the vet. Ask him if he got stock in salmon, because that sounds crazy.
Schmeathen says, the dog with the hot dog is Pat Riley. The other dog is Brad Stevens. That's a point. Woo! Brad Stevens has a mess to clean up.
And you ever notice, Vlad told me, you ever notice in these situations, the person who said the evil crap or tried to trade him always talk about how great the relationship is.
We're good.
Ain't nobody asked Jaylen Brown.
Oh, yeah. We're still waiting. He's just like,
Jaylen Brown, no, we ain't all right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you, something wrong, Jaylen? You tried to trade me for the Greek freak.
I don't understand for the life of me. With what Jaylen Brown has done for that organization, why it would even be up for discussion?
Do you think that Jaylen Brown's first question to him, honestly, do you think Jaylen Brown's first question to Brad Stevens, this is what I would ask. Brad, for 1 second, did you guys ever think about trading Jason Tatum for him? And he's like, excuse me? Like Brad Stevens' voice gets all high. Excuse me? You heard me. Did you ever think about trading the injury-prone Jason Tatum for Giannis Antetokounmpo and keeping me? Well, you know, I don't know.
There are a lot of people that would rather have Jaylen Brown than Tatum.
Only you, to be quite honest.
No, dude.
No, it's only you. No. Really. It's only a handful led by you. Most people
and Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, it's most people that take most people are taking Jason Tatum.
Hey, you know what I like to refer to this as? Scottie Pippen syndrome. This is what it is. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you win championships, you have big games during those championships. But I will say this, Scottie Pippen was never the MVP with Jordan.
I would have just loved to hear, like, if I was Jaylen Brown, I would ask that question. Just be like, do you ever think about it?
How about this, though? Has anybody ever just thought that there is no problem between JT and JB?
Right.
No.
Huh?
Literally, there's no problem between those two. And it's our expectations.
That happens a lot, Vlad.
And
that does happen
what
a lot.
We would like for it to happen, and then they've never had a problem. He can get over it. It's almost like we want them to have a problem so we can say, oh, look at that. There's some disarray right. with the Boston Celtics.
Well,
and it might not happen. And then it's gonna be more of a letdown for us because we would like for them to break up. We would like for them to be in shambles so that they're not as competitive.
I would like them in shambles.
Everybody kept saying that Jaylen Brown had said this, or Jaylen Brown feels this way, Jaylen Brown feels that way.
Because you never hear
Jaylen Brown talks a lot, and he ain't never said none of that.
Right, and you never hear a word Jason Tatum say. You've never heard Jason Tatum right. say, I got a beef with JB or anything like that. And Brad Stevens is too smart of a basketball mind to say anything to hurt a player's stock and hurt a player's confidence. So I think it's just a little bit of us wanting it to happen and hoping that it happens instead of like, oh, they really got legit beef.
In other words,
I don't think it's beef,
making a story of something that's not really there.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a beef. Like, this is something that happens in basketball a lot when it comes down to guys feeling like they can do more when they have more opportunity. It doesn't have to be hate. It can just literally be, I feel like I'm professionally boxed in. And it especially happens usually after you win. Once you win and you've been to the mountaintop and you're like, all right, well, what do I want for my satisfaction? I don't think he hates Jason Tatum. I think what he hates is the idea of anything that I do is never going to be up to what he does.
But Tobin, we've been saying that for almost the last 8-9. How long have they been playing together? Because we were saying that before they won the title, that nobody thought these two could play together to win the title.
They got an injury red carpet to the title, dude.
But it didn't matter. They've gone to two NBA finals. They've gone to a numerous Eastern Conference finals. So it's shown that those two actually work together. We are putting our expectations and our hope that these two have, you know, reached their limit and they want to separate, and it might not happen.
Yeah, but you could also see in certain things where it's like the fit, you know, guys can have a false sense of that stuff. I think what you're saying, like, is true, that they're both very, very good and that they'll be fine on their own. But we see this all the time where guys don't have a professional hate for one another, but they want to be in the most flourishing situation. And the most flourishing situation for Jaylen Brown is, hey, I've done probably everything there is to do with Jason Tatum. I just led my team to the 2 seed, being the best player for the team. I've already won Finals MVP. It's still not good enough, because in the end of it, what they would always come down to is, they're going to keep Jason Tatum and not me. So send me to a place that might treat me like that, where I'll be looked upon as the guy. And I don't think it's a hate towards Jason Tatum. I think it's just like, I'm looking for greener pastures. I'm looking to move on to a place where it'll be a little more appreciative. I don't have to always be compared to him, because clearly winning Finals MVP and leading the team to 54 wins without him ain't good enough.
You know what's crazy about all this? In football, you could say, I need to be the guy so I could get my money. You can't say that in basketball.
They both got the money.
Right. Exactly. So it's not about money.
And a lot of things we're projecting. Like, we don't know what any of those guys said. Just because somebody said he had a great – now, I think it's weird that he would say his best season was the season that the other person is not there. But because he said that, we're already we insinuated that, oh,
right,
he's done
with – I think when he says this is his best season,
he could have just been saying expectations.
Like, he could be – the team didn't have any expectations because Tatum wasn't there. He actually carried the team, and he always thought he could. And so by him saying it was my best season, it's like, look, I can do this.
Actually, I want them to be together so that if you beat them, you beat them. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, it doesn't matter to me. I don't care about beating them, not beating them. It doesn't really they could break up. It'd be great. I'm for it. Whatever. But I do think that the thing that is interesting is the guy came out after that season. He said, we have to change. And what happened last year was, see, if I was Jaylen Brown, I'd be like, oh, you don't just think that having Tatum for the full season next year is good enough? And very clearly they did not. They wanted to shake it up, bring in Giannis. And I'm like, oh, so you never thought about trading the other guy for Giannis? Just me. The guy who led you guys last year. 6th in MVP. No? No thought on that, Brad? Oh, well, I guess we're in an open relationship, so I'm going to go to the swingers club. Oh, hey, what's going on, Jalen Johnson? Because, wait, are you going over to the Hawks? Yeah, don't worry about it, dude. I'll see you later. So, we'll see. What do we got? We got 2 outs here for the Marlins. They just started off here. Yuri Perez, a couple outs to get things going here. And we got some World Cup coming up today. Locally, Scotland and Brazil down here in Miami. That is the game we got going on for that. We'll take a break here on the program. Did I do weather?
No, do weather.
Let me do weather real quick. Weather is brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping keep your home and family safe when the storm rolls in. Visit tornadoroofing.com for your free roof and window estimate. Right now it is 89 degrees. Got a high of 91. Could be some thunderstorms around 5 down here in Miami. There's still an air quality alert because of the fires. So that's what's going on right now. Humidity is 67%. Take a break. Got an old-fashioned sports radio topic coming up next.
Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Marlins and Rangers going on right now as Kyle Stowers just got struck out by Jacob DeGrom. Otto Lopez got a hit. Shocker. What he does, dude.
That's what he does.
He got a hit, so he's standing on first base right now. Two outs with him on first.
Is he over 100 yet?
Hits, yes.
Yes, he did that on
He
Sunday.
Was the first guy in the major leagues to hit that mark. Right now, Edibuto Hernandez, who went deep yesterday, he's up at the plate right now.
He's homered, what, two of the last three games?
Yeah, he's been on a bit of a roll. Marlins have kind of found their power lately. That's definitely been noticed. Joe Mack went deep yesterday. Big Red went deep yesterday. So they found a little bit of their power, especially at home. That's been nice to see.
Which
for
is
them.
Crazy because they got the biggest ballpark in.
Oh yeah, yeah. You got to hit it. You got to really hit it to get it out of that place. So we're all basking in it. It's been a fun week. Obviously, the Heat have traded for Giannis. The Panthers traded for Brady Tkachuk. Let me ask you, Leroy. We got an exciting fall coming up for us.
All right.
Old-fashioned sports radio question.
Uh-huh.
We got four guys new to town that we're all looking forward to seeing. We got Giannis. We got Brady Tkachuk.
Mm-hmm.
We got a new quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, Malik Willis.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a new quarterback, first-round projection, Heisman favorite potentially, in Darian Mensah for the national championship runner-up Canes.
Right.
Rank those four. Who are you most excited to see? From most excited to least excited.
How
in
can
the
I
midst.
Can I do most impactful?
Dude.
Because that'll probably no, but I want to
What's the question
is,
you asked? Hold
I didn't
on,
ask
on.
Impactful. I
Tobin's
asked excited.
Asking the question.
I didn't
why.
Ask
here's
impactful.
Why. Here's why. Can I please tell you why? You think I'm far, but I'm not.
I just don't want you to finagle too
it's,
much.
It's just a question.
It's because okay, if the Canes win the national championship, we'll say it's that quarterback.
This isn't about the national right? championship.
The Dolphins, we don't think are going to be any good. Why would I be excited to go see
this,
that?
This is not – okay, you ruined
the
game.
Yeah, you
ruined
the game by putting your
you
own
– You ruined the game.
No, I did.
Yes, you did, Leroy, because all the
Sergio Bobrovsky, you ruined the game. That wasn't what I asked. Okay.
If this town – wait. If this town is all about winning
– I didn't ask that. I just said – I'm not talking about championship. Listen to me. No, you're getting upset, and I wanted to be. I'll be
I'm
a little
upset because
I'll be a little. I'll try and be clearer
be
about my question.
Clearer,
okay. All I asked about this is not about championship. This is not about who's going to do the best. You can put that into your asking. Pure, who when we get to the fall, are you most excited to see do their thing in your favorite team's jersey? Mensah. Willis, Brady Tkachuk, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I can answer you right now.
I'm going to go Giannis, Mensah, Brady Tkachuk, and then Willis.
Wow, I'm shocked that Mensah was number two.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because those are the two teams that probably have the best chance of winning. And if you think the Dolphins are going to be bad, who's going to be excited to go see Willis?
Well, I would say the biggest favorite of all of those teams, the Panthers. They're the biggest favorite.
Right, but you think the Panthers are a bigger favorite than what the Hurricanes are going to be? The Hurricanes will be ranked one or two, right?
No. They might be ranked fifth or sixth.
I think in odds right now, I think the Panthers still have the best championship odds out of anybody.
All right, but and I look at it this way. The Panthers were good. We're going to be good whether Brady Kachuk was on that team or not. They're better.
I like that reasoning. Right? I think that's fair reasoning.
They're better, but they were going to be damn near the favorite when all the healthy guys, the injury guys got back.
I like your reason. Well, that I agree with, but that wasn't your reason. Your reasoning was two best teams to win the championship, and I would say that the Panthers probably have the best, but I agree with you. I'm very excited for all of them. I want to be clear.
But Malik is your least favorite.
But I'm
exciting.
I honestly think I'm least excited to see Brady Kachuk. I'll tell you why. I know what he's going to do.
Yeah, but that's what excites you.
I've got two Kachuks. I've had a Kachuk for the last 4 years. Now I got two Kachuks.
I'm gonna cape for
Brady.
He's
gonna do Kachuk stuff.
But guess what? You're going to see maybe your favorite line ever.
I don't know.
You're gonna see the Kachuk brothers
just
and Sam Bennett
just annihilate people.
Yes, the most hated line.
Chicanery and nonsense.
Shenanigans, all that. Like the most hated line in hockey history you could be. The Florida Panthers have that. They could have the most hated line in hockey history with the Kachuk brothers and Sam Bennett.
I think for me, I'm almost with you. I think Giannis is one. I think it's Mensah two. But I think it's Willis three because I think Willis is the X factor for is the Dolphins season going to be watchable or not. Now, I think
we've already determined it's not going to be good.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be. I mean, if he can uplift this thing, then maybe we got something. But
who's he throwing to?
I don't know. Dulcich.
And there you go.
Dulcich. Like, you know, I don't know.
Like, here's the problem with the Dolphins. I think they could deem after this year that Willis could be a quarterback that they could have for a couple more years or a few years, and they could have a terrible season. But he handles himself and does all the right things. They're just not good. And that's going to be hard for fans to swallow because they're going to say, we spent all this money on a quarterback and the team's still bad. And that's why he's last on my list because, like, they're rebuilding. Nobody else is kind of rebuilding. They're like retooling.
Benny Flip says, Mensah Gooseys, I'll admit it. Miami LB says, the only thing better than one Kachuk is two Kachuks, LFG. I can't say what that stands for.
Let's freaking go.
Yeah, you guys get it.
But
Silly Sauce says, no Gooseys for the Dolphins, negative Gooseys.
Damn.
Jeez. Right, but that's how people, and that's, I tried to preface my answer by saying fans down here want wins. That'll be attractive. Right? So in order of wins, I'm going to go the Canes. You know the Panthers are going to be good because they're just getting healthy.
Yes, which
Brady
also
Kachuk is like sprinkles.
Which is like, I know the Panthers are going to show. Like, to me, I already feel like I know what the Panthers, they're going to look like more Panthers. Like, I know what the Panthers are going to do. Panthers are going to panther, which is why, while I'm excited, again, this is four players, so let's not be rap-asses about this. I'm the least excited out of being excited for these four guys, out of Brady Kachuk, simply because I know what the Panthers are going to do. The Panthers are going to panther. And now they got more panther in them because they got more Kachuk. So I know how that's going to go. Willis, I agree. Because of his weapons, I'm like, I'm not as tuned up for it, but I also am intrigued by, okay, if this guy is legit decent, then the new regime's on to something here, and we can actually have some faith in them.
Yeah, but
if he blows it, then I'm going to be like, ugh. So that's why. That's why he's
going to be able to tell though, because it's not going to be based on wins and losses.
I could tell. I could tell. I'm like Wayne Ellington looking at a shooter. I could just tell.
You're horrible.
That's crazy.
But Giannis is number one. Giannis is number one. I mean, I cannot wait. I was ridiculously excited seeing him just go to a WNBA game yesterday with Bam.
Right.
I was way too excited for that. This is so cool. I'm so happy. So excited. And then I think the Canes are going to be, I mean, like Mensah with his flying intangible from Duke and Malachi Toney and the running backs they have. And they just regenerate 6'8" linemen like Voltron. I mean, and they were so.
You basically just used another word for me saying retool.
What do you mean?
What did you say? Regenerate?
Yeah, regenerate. Like they just.
Which is another word for saying.
I just find it ridiculous that Mario Cristobal goes recruiting and he looks at somebody 6'6". He goes, too small. Get out. Pipsqueak.
I tell you what, the hardest thing to find is, and this has progressed over the years, like having a big lineman, right, was great, but a lot of times they weren't very athletic. And you have to play a style of football conducive to that.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got these giant offensive linemen who are extremely athletic and can run.
Trevor says, I think you could put Mensah and Giannis 1A, 1B. We know the Cats' ceiling and expectations, so I'd lean Willis over them. So
I just think the interest down here, okay, no matter how good Willis is, if the team is losing, you're going to hear more of here we go again and not, well, at least we found a quarterback. And so that's why it pushes it down the list for me, because as good as he can be, how much of an impact is he going to really make with who he's thrown it to, with what they're going to do on defense? It's so many more moving parts. Whereas the other guys, I'm more than sure that the defense is going to be okay. The O-line's going to be okay with the Hurricanes, right? And then you go with Giannis and Bam and who they're going to put around them, right? We still got to wait and see for that. So that's why they're not, you know, ahead of the Hurricanes.
Steven says Dolphins deserve no goodwill. Stunned Steve says Dolphins this year, snooze emoji.
Right. So you're telling me, let me get this straight, because I want to be clear and so I don't misunderstand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me that after five games,
yep,
or six games, you can tell me, regardless of how the team's going, if we have a quarterback.
Five games?
How long you need?
I could tell you we have in five games. I'll tell you if we have a quarterback. Yeah, come talk to me week six. I'll tell you if we have a quarterback. I'm happy to do that.
You'll be able to say, oh well, he's because again, I look at it as, is he making right decisions? Is he panicking? Is he too quick to run?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all things that, you know, will add to that. But if he's making good decisions, throwing the ball where it needs to be, and people ain't catching it, his numbers are going to look terrible. But he's playing the position well.
Yeah, I mean, but I'll decide that. Five games, plenty of games, absolutely.
What, Vlad? Why do I feel like all of my life spent in this sport, a man just said, I can figure it out in 10 minutes?
No, I said, you didn't say 10 minutes.
No, I'm saying, but that's the equivalent to me being in football that long to you figuring it out in five games.
You asked me, could I tell? I'm giving you my opinion. Yes, I will tell you if we have a quarterback in five games.
Okay.
I'm happy to do it.
All right.
Which, you know, they
had questions with Drake May.
Who had questions?
When he first started.
Did they?
As a rookie?
Yeah.
Who had questions? He's not a rookie, though.
He's not now.
Yeah, he's
they
not.
They had questions about Peyton Manning when he was a rookie. They had questions.
Yeah, but he's not. But hold on. Malik Willis is not a rookie.
I got you.
He's not a rookie.
Malik Willis.
Yeah, Malik Willis is not a rookie. Like, that's different. Okay. If he was like a rookie, if you asked me, hey, Tobin, could you tell if we have a quarterback in five games if he was a rookie? I'd say no. That's ridiculous. You're being way too fast. But because Malik Willis is a veteran, no, I'm going to say five games. Yeah, I'm going to tell you if you have a quarterback.
Wait, hold on now. Time out. We forgot to add one person into this.
Who do we forget?
I mean, if he wins another World Cup.
No, newcomer, though.
I'm just, nah, man. I mean, he's still messy.
This was all newcomers? No, this wasn't face of Miami. This was just strictly newcomers.
All right, newcomers. Got you.
He's ridiculous, though. I understand just wanting to bring him up because he's ridiculous.
Once the World Cup is over, you know, we got a new stadium. There's some games in the MLS. You might want to go see this guy. You're actually witnessing a GOAT, a living GOAT.
Yep.
And he plays down the street from you. You might want to go see him.
We'll take a break. When we come back, rats off a ship. That's next.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. It's time to get to our favorite Wednesday game. We refer to that game as Rats Off a Ship. We will get some topics once she gets settled in here after some technical difficulties. And
is it technical difficulties?
I don't know what happened.
Or she just, it was, you know what? Let's blame it on Scooby.
Do you think it was technical difficulties
or she was just being tardy?
But
we're gonna, yeah, I think she was being tardy B, but we're going to blame it on Scooby. Mm. Scooby needed a snack.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
For tardiness.
How are you?
Good, good. I apologize. I was trying to help out a parental. Sorry.
Gotcha. The old aren't very good with technology. What do you got for us today for Rats Off a Ship?
All right.
By the way, nothing Marlins. Bottom of the second. Owen Casey up at the dish with a 1-2 count. Two outs. No score.
All right, well, number one, we have the world-knowing Pelle Larsson by the All-Star break.
I'm not rats off a ship. The world will learn of Pelle Larsson by the All-Star break, all right? It's been cute living here in Playinville and everybody not knowing what Pelle Larsson's about to bring to the table, but he's been vastly overlooked, all right? Pelle Larsson will have the world learn his name by the All-Star break because of the new spotlight from Giannis Antetokounmpo. Get ready to learn Swedish swish, America. Not rats off a ship. Leroy?
I'm not rats off a ship, but I think people know him as the intangible of all intangibles. Try hard, dive for balls, play defense, or whatever. Now
I think that's Alex Caruso.
No, that's Alex Caruso because Pelle can dunk. Pelle's dunked on guys, and he's talked trash.
Okay.
He might go to shoot. Yeah.
If you were to say the crowning, the king of intangibles right now, you have to say Caruso. He's a multiple-time champion. You know, I think he is on the throne of intangibles.
He's invited to cookouts.
With his headband.
With his head. He has to wear the headband. If he doesn't wear the headband, he can't come to the cookout.
Yeah, you can't come out there with just bald. No. We need some coverage.
Quick, so, just balls.
Yeah, just bald. Vlad. He wouldn't get through the front door before somebody say something. What, Mom, what's wrong with you?
Who brought this boy here?
Then he puts the headband on, like, oh.
Oh, oh AC. Oh, well, you got to wear the headband, boy. We're not going to know who you are.
Two championships.
Mama, don't worry about it. It's AC. It's AC.
Yeah.
Jennifer, where are you? Are you your rats?
I'm not rats off a ship. I feel like, you know, his name is circulating around the internet, the interwebs. So people will know about him.
All right. Vlad?
I like Pelos. So I'm not rats off a ship.
Very good. Swedish swish. Big year coming up. What's number two, Jennifer?
How do you feel about Bob returning to the Cats next season?
Oh, well, he's definitely not rats off a ship on that.
I mean, I'm not rats off a ship on the idea of it. I mean, I want him to come back to the Cats. Will he return to the Cats?
It's murky, man.
It ain't murky.
I think I'm rats off a ship on him coming back to the Cats. I don't think he's coming back to the Cats. I saw yesterday Kevin Weeks reported that there's four or five teams that are interested in his services. This seems like it's headed towards a divorce. I'm heartbroken about it. I don't really know what to do about it. I think I have to learn Jordan Binnington. I'm going to make him talk in a Russian accent. I mean, I don't know what to do with myself.
Are you going to make him talk to a...
Hey, so here's the deal. Bob is a free agent.
Yep.
He can go where he wants.
Yep.
If he wants to go for money, he has that right. I'm not rats off a ship. I'm rats off a ship because I don't think he's coming back. But he still has every right to do what he wants. What happened? What happened?
Man, Sergio over here causing little heart attack.
I still hit the red button.
Yeah.
Oh, because you thought
No,
I didn't.
I know you didn't, but you know.
It was close.
-1.
Right. It was absolutely close.
Right. So you pulled the Robbie.
Datesop has it right. Datesop has it right. No, it wasn't a chip. It was that one.
Datesop says that TJ McConnell is king intangible. I don't know.
No, Alex Caruso. He's like hands on the floor, slapping the floor.
TJ McConnell. Like, yeah. TJ McConnell's hand of the king. He's hand of the king. You know, he's got the pin. He carries out orders. But I don't think he's the king. I think Caruso's the king. Where's your rats on Bob returning, Jennifer?
I kind of feel for you, Tobin. Like, I really don't know also. I mean, I'm not... I don't know.
It sounds like you don't want to say it, but you think it. That's what it sounds like.
I don't know.
Daysop said Caruso could dunk.
How tall is Caruso?
He's like 6'1", 6'2".
He's only 6'1"?
No, he's taller than that.
He's taller than
Caruso's
that.
Caruso's not that tall.
Yes, he is. He's like 6'5".
No way. He's like 6'3", maybe.
He's actually 6'5".
Oh, really?
6'5".
Yeah, and he's 32.
Nah, he's not 6'5". He's 6'5", like Jalen Brunson's 6'2".
Well, that's not true.
Exactly.
Hey, Vlad, did you see that that look-alike?
Oh, what, the kid? I saw the kid.
No, I don't know. It was a grown man. Looked just like Jalen Brunson, but he was like 5'2". Dressed like him and everything. I showed Tobin
I saw Jalen Brunson loved it on Instagram. It was hilarious. All right, Vlad, where are your rats?
I'm not rats off his ship. He's coming back, man. He's coming back. They're not going to do that to you. They're not going to do that to this fan base. I think Sergey's loved by the organization. The organization loves Sergey. I do agree with the organization. I'm not trying to give no 40-year-old man no 6-year contract. That's a little ridiculous.
What about a 3-year for $45 million?
I am all for 3 years, $33 million, 3 years, 36. But he just knows it's just these are the 3 years. And also the core, the nucleus, probably has 3 years still left in them, this championship nucleus. So, yeah, 3-year deal, it's all taken care of. I can't give you no 6-year deal. I'm not giving you money when you're 42. I'm sorry. I just can't do it.
What's number three, Jennifer?
Aaron Boone is upset with Jazz Chisholm Jr. for having a lollipop on the field.
There's nothing that you said there.
They went crazy,
right? There's nothing that you said there that's unsurprising because Jazz Chisholm loves props. All right. He loves doing his own thing. And if anybody is going to be upset about unwritten rules, if there's one person I'm going to go to, it's going to be Aaron Boone. I'm rats off a ship. Like, listen, let Jazz Chisholm have a lollipop. What's the big deal, dude? He's a grown-ass man. Something tells me he'll be just fine. Is it common? Like, do I see anybody else have a lollipop on the field? No.
Maybe it was a blow-pop and he was trying to get
it was a blow-pop and he was...
Oh, it was a blow-pop.
And he was... Well, what do you do to a lollipop? He was doing it. And it was just... It just looked weird.
It looked weird, right.
Yeah, that's all. But, I mean...
I'm just like, what, I don't need what to see a doing? Stick. Like, this is where we, this is where we this taking where a stand.
Aaron Boone's
we're
quote,
taking a stand on the lollipop.
He said, that pisses me off.
That he has a lollipop?
Yep.
Why?
He said that I want him to be safe because what if there's a screaming liner? He says, keep having fun, but be safe.
That is true, though.
What, really? That dude's a professional.
It doesn't matter, Leroy. All it has to do is happen one time, and then you'll be like,
Okay. That is true. So do they say anything because when they Hollywood a fly ball? Right?
Come on, Dorn. Enough of this ole.
Right, exactly. Like, he don't say nothing then. Two hands. Secure the catch. No, they out there.
What is like, the most safe thing that you do for fun? Is it just like watch TV? Normally, there's an inherent danger.
I would like
fun.
To say golf, but I got hit by a golf ball.
What are you talking about? His hip locked out on him the other day while he was watching TV. So there's nothing safe.
Who?
Yours.
Well, I was
That wasn't from TV. That was from kicking that soccer ball.
But you know, a golf ball almost killed Kane Brown, the country singer.
What?
Okay. They hurt. Yeah. Dude. It's like, I saw a guy,
yesterday.
I was on the green and a guy was playing a hole next to me and the guys playing behind us hit a golf ball and it hit a guy in the head. It sounded like a home run.
Jeez.
And we were like 20 yards away and I never saw so much blood.
Mm-hmm. So it got him in the ear, thankfully. If not, if it would have gotten him a little bit higher, a little bit lower, he would have been dead. But it got him in the ear, and he had, I don't know how many stitches. He was bleeding a lot. Like, his whole shirt was full of blood. Very scary. I didn't know that was that dangerous.
Getting hit with a golf ball is no joke. I was playing with one of my boys years ago, and his father-in-law was playing with us, right? And I was standing, like, over to the side. Not in front of him, but kind of a little bit in front of him. But, like, I didn't think that – I thought I was pretty safe. I usually get out of the way. And his dad hit me right in the ass. And I look back and I go, how is
right
this
in the
even,
goofy?
Huh?
Right on the goofy?
In the meaty part.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I look back at him and
that's
I'm like,
pretty man.
How is that even possible? What? What? No, you know, like if you get hit on the side, there's bone right there.
Sure.
But if you get hit in the rump roast,
that's a pretty man. Yeah.
I got hit right in the rump roast. It still hurt. And I had a little golf ball. A hematoma. I had, what they call that? A hematoma?
You had a Seam Rockman?
Yeah.
He had a hematitis. That's what he had.
Oh, my ass. Like, dude, it hurt so bad. I'm like, just looking back at him going, how is this possible?
Schmeathan says a Leroy Toma.
Hey, it's all fun and games.
Where were we at? What was the topic? Oh, yeah, Jazz Chisholm.
Jazz Chisholm, yeah.
The lollipop.
Yeah, I'm not so off a ship on Aaron Boone being upset. Like, you guys chew gum, you have candy. You know, how many unwritten rules does Aaron Boone need to regulate? Just chill out, man.
It is crazy. I'm rats off a ship, too. This is, like, just lunacy. Like, really? Rock, all things going on in baseball and in sports, lollipop is where you draw the line. You sound ridiculous.
Rats off a ship.
Jennifer?
I'm also rats off a ship. That is a pretty silly thing to even say, to be honest.
Especially the level of
I think he would try to.
It would actually make him concentrate even more so he doesn't look like a clown with a lollipop in his mouth. Right?
Vlad, where are your rats? You love the Yankees.
I'm not rats off a ship with the, what Mr. Boone said.
What?
Yeah.
What?
When you're batting 222.
They all bat 222.
No,
nah,
well, he's batting 222. So
as a leadoff hitter, or does he bat second?
No, he bats fifth or sixth in the lineup.
Yeah, he's in the porn hacks position. Like, just go up there and swing out of his shoes.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you're batting, batting the way you're batting.
Jay South said it perfectly. Having a cheek full of sunflower seeds is not the safest thing in the world either.
Unless yeah, but you know what? A stick is not hanging out of your mouth. Pause. Like a blow pop stick is.
Mm-hmm.
So a liner hits you
not
right
even
there.
A stick. It's like paper.
Doesn't matter. It can go down your throat.
There was no need for that.
That was disgusting.
There was none.
Like, do you understand the lengths that we're going to make a point that somebody, a professional, well, let me take that back because I did see a professional step on his glove and fall on his face.
Poor Curtis Granderson.
But I'm just saying, we saying that a professional outfielder would be so clumsy that a ball would hit him in the face and send his blow pop down his throat.
Well, it'll be an infielder.
Yeah, I think he was playing second, wasn't he?
He's playing second and a liner to the second baseman.
Get a hot shot.
Screamer.
Oh, screamer. It could happen. Or what if you have to make a dive and you don't have a chance to take the blow pop out and you land on your face with the blow pop? Yeah, you could hurt yourself, bro. I know it doesn't seem like it until it finally happens, and then you can be like, oh, well, why was he playing with a blow pop in his mouth? That's what we're going to do.
Baseball does have some ridiculous injuries in their past, or lying about injuries in their past. You know, like Jeff Kent hurting himself washing a car.
Sure. I mean, I still want to know what Mitchell Robinson did to hurt his pinky finger, but we'll never know.
He definitely was up to truck hijinks.
But it doesn't matter. That means they do things, and injuries can happen.
That's all the time we have for Rats Off a Ship. We'll take a break. Some interesting names floating around the Miami Heat right now as far as adding some shooters. We'll get to that coming up.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.